How's it going? Steve here from Allied Parenting. Have you been to the website yet? Have you checked us out online at alliedparenting.org? You know what? One of my favourite things is to access the internet on my mobile device. Now, I'm very happy and very proud to announce we have just launched, and you should be able to get it from Google stores or online. You can download it from the website, the Allied Parenting app. So there's no more fiddling around with Google searches on your mobile device to find us and to get our content on your mobile device. You can just hit the button and you're connected to us, and you're connected to all of the resources that we offer you free of charge. We've got playground finders on there, there's swim school finders, because you know how important it is to teach your kids how to swim on so many different levels, and a whole lot more, and we're going to keep adding to those as well. Hopefully daycare finders if you need to have your kids looked after, and a bunch of other stuff, as well as our the bulk of our content, blogs, recipes. I was sitting down with my wife just exploring this new app the other day on how it was going to work. Tablet device, most people have them. You know, they can be, there's a bit of bad press about tablet devices and kids. We got a bunch of educational stuff on there, and I think I might start linking up some of the best educational free applications for your tablets direct from our site. But also the recipes. You know what? If you carry your mobile device around, you can access our recipes online, walk around the supermarket, and use it as a shopping list. You know? Cool as, hey. I'm excited. I hope you're excited. But look, let's get down to business. Let's talk about you, the super parent, or you, the parent who's looking to make yourself into the best parent that you can be. And I want to talk about today, I want to talk about roadblocks, obstacles, dead ends. You know, I'm speaking metaphorically. I've had a lot of roadblocks in my career as being a dad. You know, whether it be health issues or environmental, you know, just the transition from being dude to dad. And you know what? My ideology between roadblocks and obstacles in my path is to do my best to make myself into the best person that I can be, so those obstacles turn into little hurdles. Yeah, things are going to pop up all the time, but if I can make sure that I'm relaxed, centered, focused, I can skip through all the hurdles. You know, look, for you it might be your own personal challenge, your own personal journey and to being a great parent, right? Some of the things that I've done to help myself break through obstacles in things that I want to do, places that I want to go, to be the parent that I want to be. I've just recently, you know, got rid of coffee out of my daily routine. I was having a big, large plunger of coffee in the morning and quite often a second one in the afternoon. Now, if you've listened to some of my other podcasts, you'll know that step by step by step, baby steps to achieve your goals is really important. What I've done is I've just gradually decreased my coffee intake. There's no coffee in the house. I'm drinking, you know, a couple of cups of tea a day. And if we want to have a coffee with the wife, then we go out and, have a coffee at a cafe. You know, this is our mission, to see if we can find a new coffee shop, cafe, once a week, and have that really important date with your wife, with your partner. Maintain that connection. Super important. You know what? And that has brought a whole bunch of clarity at home. No more ups and downs. No, it's got rid of a bit of grumpiness. You know, I like to have a coffee before I go and hit the gym and work out. You know what I have now? You know what? I'm thinking about doing an ad for your super pre-workout supplement. Fruit, man. Fruit. If you're eating healthy, you know, and I've been eating healthy for a while, but I've been on this, like, reducing carbohydrates thing, and I've been having a lot of whole grain carbohydrates, which is great for sustained energy, but man, a couple of pieces of fruit, boom! Talk about supercharged. You know, I just had a couple of plums and some apricots just before doing this podcast, and I'm buzzing, man. It's electric. It's awesome. It beats the hell out of any cup of coffee, and you don't get that dip afterwards, you know. I think it's a great idea if you drop a habit to replace it with something healthier. You know, smoking. You know, I'm an ex-smoker. Luckily, I stopped smoking long before I became a father, so there's no influence with my children from me smoking, which is a great thing, I think. But, you know, the replacement for that was sport and activity, you know? You get a bit of the tapping fingers and the tapping feet when you quit smoking, so pick something up and to keep going and replace that habit, important, you know, to reinforce that healthy lifestyle, bit of exercise, all important, great thing to be doing. So all of these things, getting back to the topic of the day, building myself up to be the best person that I can be, strength on the inside, strength on the outside, so these problems are faced every day are going to be easy to deal with. I don't feel the weight of the world on my shoulders. I don't get bogged down and stuck in the quagmire. Have you felt that? Have you been there? I can empathise. I have. I'll be honest. It's, you know, it can be a bit of a horrible feeling, you know, when you're just sapped for energy, you're drained, and you got to pull yourself together, and you got to keep going. And, you know, sometimes you just got to dig that little bit deeper to find that energy within yourself to make some changes. But once you do, you know, it's well worth it. And I always think it's the 2 or 3 day hump. If I was going to start a religion, I'd call it the 3 day hump. Because you can do anything. You can change your life in any way, I believe, you know, in 3 days. When I mean 3 days, I think it's habits, you know, and it's a push and it's a change of habits. You know, routines for kids, it'll usually be that first 3 days and then it clicks and then it'll be smooth sailing and your life will be, you know, so much easier. Get off that routine, you get the wobbles, it's a lot easier to get back into it after, you know, a bit of practice. You don't need to go back over that 3 day hump. Doing a new sport, doing some new fitness, trying a new diet to lose a few kilos. You know, it's all that 3 day hump stuff, you know, and digging deep and digging, you know, when you're low on energy. I know it, you might be thinking, what? Oh man, I just, you know, I've got nothing in the tank to boost the energy that I need. Well, you know what? You're going to have to dig that little bit deeper. Take a big, deep breath. Center yourself. and keep on going. You know what? I believe you can do it. I believe you can do it with a little bit of effort. One of the most important things to me as well over the last week is discovering the importance of relaxation. Now, I'm not talking about... Well, maybe I am talking about... I think it's really important that you find a centered, relaxed, calm state in your body. Now, I was talking to a healthcare professional the other day, and his opinion was that your body has a couple of different phases, right? And if it's tense and worked up and tired and prepared for battle, you know, which sometimes parenting can be in relationships and being at home, you know, especially if you're low on energy, you need to charge yourself up and you need to keep pushing to just do your day, right? Now, his thought is that if you're constantly wound up like that, your body is going to be under stress and your immune system is going to be pushing your body forward, and there's a chance for your body to get sick, right? Now, fall in a massive heap and, you know, This is what his theory is. So, relaxation, centering, find something that helps you get clear. Have that cup of tea in the backyard, smell the roses when you can, breathe deeply. You know what I've just started? You know, I'm going to come out here and just say, you know, meditation I think is great for the mindset, for calming the mind, calming the body, and helping you get clarity in your life. Now, some of you might, you know, be thinking, well, meditation's not my thing. I don't have enough time for meditation. You know what? Some of the great masters of meditation have said, I don't have time not to meditate, because how it affects my life and how much more I can achieve in my life with meditation is so worthwhile. So look, hey, give it a go. Start with 2 minutes. If it was all you got is 2 minutes, try and work up to 5 minutes. You know, if you're doing 5 minutes, go to 8 minutes and then 10 minutes, and see how you go every day. And yeah, get centered. I recommend that you look up some, you know, Zen meditation or Buddhist meditation, something with a deep in-ground practice over a long period of time. I think that's important. But hey, that's it. I'm finished. It's been 13 minutes. Take care. Look, I hope you guys are having a great, great beginning of the year. And yeah, see you soon. See you real soon. Take care. Bye-bye now.